I've been thinking for a long time. Dr. Vernon McGee, years ago when I first started getting serious about learning more about the Lord, learning more about the Bible, and I was traveling in those years, and he had a radio program, and it was something called Journey Through the Bible. And it's a wonderful thing to do. But sometimes the Bible can become intimidating. There's so much in here, you know. And I was thinking, you know, sometimes maybe it's a good idea just to do a journey through the Bible, not which we like to do chapter by chapter, verse by verse, which is the way we do Proverbs, but just do a survey, you know, survey the wondrous cross. And that's what I'd like to do for these next few months. And if after today, and you get anything out of it and you think it's a good thing, we can continue with it. I don't mind, because sometimes preaching, I think, gets to be, it's good, but you only pick up little snippets or this or that, or people come. But if you wet the app, you all like to read a good book. And if somebody told you about a good book, would you like to go and read it? And that's the way it is with the Bible. All these books were put together. They weren't books way back when. In fact, they didn't have paragraphs. They didn't have punctuations. They didn't have none of that. We did that for our own convenience, to have a chapter and a verse so that we could find things. But sometimes we need to take and just maybe know what's in there. When I was in seminary, we in United Methodist Church have a law book that it's simply called the discipline, and it's the way the church is structured and things that we do in the church, and it's important to do that. It's not in place of the Bible. It's strictly a law book for how the local Methodist churches operate, and the local Methodist churches operate very similar to our federal government, with a judicial branch, a legislative branch, judicial, did I say, anyhow, there are three branches of our government, the three branches of Methodism, the way we operate. So when we were getting ready to study this book, he got up and he raised the Book of Discipline up, and he said, okay, guys, he says, we're going to study this book from cover to cover. And all of us were dreading it because it's about that thick. And so, goodness gracious, we'll be here until the cows come home. He said, that's the bad news. The good news is we're going to study it, but I don't expect you to memorize it. But what I do expect you to do is when you need something, you know where to find it. That's the same thing with the Bible. Dr. Jack Van Impe, one of my mentors, he's now 90 years old, and he's been just in the ministry, the prophecy, and different things. We got word today from Perry Stone that he passed this morning. So he was called the walking Bible. He memorized the Bible from cover to cover many years ago. And I always wish that I thought I had that gift, but I don't. But over the years, some of the things that I've learned, some of the things that I read, I might not be able to find it right away, but I know it's in here. I know it's there. So what I'd like to do, there's 27 books in the New Testament, and we don't have to stay with it every week. If something comes up and we need a special sermon or different things like that. But for the next 27 weeks, I would like to do a journey through the Bible of the New Testament, starting with the book of Matthew. Dr. Billy Graham, he's now since went home to be with the Lord too. We're losing a lot of the good ones, but God's blessed to get them. This is the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and different things like that. If you don't have one, you ought to get one. You ought to carry it with you. Because somebody said, well, what's your right on that? Oh, I don't know. You can look it up. Her husband, Stan, had provided some in a bigger sense back there on the table. You know, take them with you. And if you can't sleep at night, it's good reading. But anyhow, that's the Constitution. Dr. Billy Graham said this. He said, the Bible is the constitution of Christianity. He said, true Christianity finds all of its doctrines in the Bible. True Christianity does not deny any part of the Bible. true Christianity does not add anything to the Bible. And for many centuries, the Bibles have been the most available book on earth. It has no hidden purpose, and it cannot be destroyed. So this is my Bible, and I'm what it says that it is, and I have what it says that I can have, and I can do what it says it can be do. And today we're going to look at the survey and hope and pray that we'll be taught the Word of God. And as I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and then never be the same in Jesus' precious name.